welcome to the Intentional Living Center. Dr. Randy here along with the team, and we're going to open the phone lines. We want the older to teach the younger today, the experienced, those with less experience when it comes to parenting. If you've been down the trail, you're a parent, grandparent, you're looking back and you're thinking, you know what, if I could kind of roll through those years again, here's one thing that maybe I would do differently, or one thing that I did that I would repeat, and you would like to share it with those who are listening today that are in the trenches, in the middle of the battle when it comes to parenting. And you know what? Sometimes, come on, parents and grandparents, your own kids don't want to hear from you, right? Come on. They'd rather hear from somebody else. You're an expert when you get about two blocks away from the family, right? So seriously, though, you know, we look in the Bible, Titus chapter 2 instructs the older women to not only train the younger women, but they must train the younger women. And I'm going to throw the men in on the deal because I think men, listen, what have you learned as well as dads you'd like to share with younger dads coming up? And women, younger women coming up, moms. And all right, let's get at it. Phone line is open. Intentional living is all about experiencing life the way God intended. We are a community of people who love the Lord. We're at different stages, different issues, different challenges. And whenever we can learn something from somebody down the road a little bit further than us, that's a good thing. You ever been driving down the road and you get caught in a terrible traffic jam and you wish you were talked to somebody about 2 miles up because they could tell you what's going on because they've been down the road a little bit further than you? That's kind of what we're talking about here when it comes to parenting. One thing that you've learned, one thing that you want to share, let's go. Phone lines open, 888-888-1717 on this Friday, 888-888-1717.
Okay, veteran parents, what is one thing you would say to a brand new parent who's just starting their family?
The dirty dishes can wait. When I had my first, I couldn't keep up, so I got some advice, and they said, you know, dirty house can wait. Take care of the kids.
Don't wish away the difficult days. You know, those times when you wish they could just feed themselves, or you didn't have to change diapers anymore, or you can't wait for terrible twos to end, and they're six, and they're not over. Don't wish away those days. Learn to enjoy your child in the moment because they go by so fast.
I'd say to make memories, something that as the years go by, you could always remember and make every occasion a special occasion.
Stock up on sleep while you can because you're not going to get a whole lot after the kid's there.
It's stuff can be replaced. Hair grows back. You can even paint over the crayon markings all over the wall. But your kids are your kids, and that's what matters.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, parents. A lot of wisdom from those. And by the way, not all those folks are old. Some of them are still in the trenches raising kids and are sharing some things they're learning to help those coming up behind. Because, you know, sometimes we don't learn, no matter how old we are. So it's just because we're old doesn't mean we're wise. And so we're just asking for some wisdom that you have all learned when it comes to parenting to share with others. And so it's not always, quote, expert advice. It's in the trenches, real life advice. Come and join us. 888-888-1717 is the number. It's been said that everybody knows how to raise children except the people who have them, right? And, you know, that's a fact. And so once you get children, you realize it's not as easy maybe as you thought it was before. I'm the youngest in my family. Youngest boy of three, and I can remember when my wife and I got married, Don and I. We were young. We were teenagers. We got married, and our older my brothers were 5 and 11 years older than me. And so they, at this point, they'd already been married and had kids, and, you know, we'd visit them. And you'd kind of leave and you think, wow, you know, if I were a parent, I wonder if I would do it like this instead of there. And then all of a sudden you get your own kids and you say, hello, they're doing a pretty good job. And I think that's what we're trying to do, encourage you all parents today. All right, come on in and join us. 888-888-1717. Danielle in Michigan. What one thing do you want to pass along to some younger parents?
The one thing I wish my younger self would have done as a parent is to make the time. We all have different schedules. I'm a realtor, so with me, my schedule is a little bit throughout the day. And I wish I would have reversed it a little bit and spent and made the time, schedule the time.
Yeah.
That's an appointment that you put in, but make the time to put your child there.
How old are the kids now?
She's a sophomore, doing amazing. She's getting inducted to NHS, but in hindsight, I wish I would have not allowed my clients to take over my schedule as much as spend more time with her and the younger self.
Yeah, I think a lot of parents would agree with that. Let's go to the phones here. Kim, you're next in Michigan. How are you today?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
Terrific. Doing really well. Thank you. What advice do you have for parents today?
Be consistent.
How'd you learn that, or didn't you learn it, or are you looking back saying, I wish I had been more consistent?
Oh, I learned it. As I have three children, and you learn with the first one, and you have to kind of play into it with the rest because you have to follow through with everything you do.
Yeah. If you're going to say something, follow through with it. We kind of experiment on those firstborns, don't we?
Yes.
I think that's why all you firstborns out there have bigger problems than we babies in the family. Yeah, that's good.
Amen. Yeah. That's
for sure. How old are your kids now?
They're 30, 22, and 17.
And when you watch them, are they some of them raising kids, grandkids for you?
Well, my oldest has two. Yes, I have two grandbabies.
And how do you, when you watch them, do you always think you have some advice, or what do you do with the advice you'd like to share?
With my grandbabies,
yeah, with your child, your son.
Yeah. Oh yeah, my daughter parented him with how I did, so she was consistent with them. So if she said yes, we're going to go do something, she followed through with it.
Good.
But also, if there was a threat, then hey, and if you did something wrong, something's going to be taken away.
Yeah, you follow through. That's good. Thank you, Kim. Listening in Detroit, 93.1 Family Life Radio. Thank you, Kim. And God bless you for your call. Doris is over down in Tennessee. Hi, Doris. How are you?
Hi.
I appreciate your call. What's your one thing for parents today?
Don't always try to fix things for them. I learned that the hard way.
How'd you learn that?
Grow up and don't know how to take care of it. Well, because then they grow up and they don't know how to do it themselves. They still expect you to do it for them.
Yeah. So you jump in and you want to do it because you think you can do it better? Is that what you were thinking at the time?
No, I just never wanted them to do without or suffer. And that's not a good lesson to learn because we all face struggles as we get older and we have to know how to deal with them.
Yeah. How do you think it impacted them now, later in life? Or?
My youngest one, definitely, yes. He doesn't and hasn't dealt with life well at all. And the other two kind of have grown away and say, Mom, you don't have to do this anymore. But the youngest one, no, he never learned. And he's 35 now.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you're giving really wise advice, Doris. Parents, listen to what Doris is telling you. Parents, we want our kids not to experience all the bad stuff we've been through and the challenges we've been through. And so we can overdo it by jumping in and doing for them things that they need to learn to do for themselves. In fact, that's one of the Ten Commandment laws of intentional living for parents. Don't do for your child things they need to learn for themselves, because when you do, you weaken them. Now, obviously, if your child, as you're growing up, need to hold your hand crossing the street, you don't want them to learn lessons that are dangerous like that without your assistance, obviously. But allowing your children to face the logical and natural consequences of their life is at the core of what intentional living teaches parents. And so Doris just gave you a lot of wisdom. And if you apply that, in fact, we have a whole series. I had a guide, a book, and a learner's guide on how to raise a responsible adult. And that's one of the things we teach. Don't do for your kids the things they need to learn to do for themselves. All right. What do you want to pass along to parents coming up behind you? One thing you've learned that has worked for you or didn't work for you, and you want to kind of throw out a warning. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
You know, it says in Matthew 7, ask and you shall receive. I think sometimes we think of that verse in terms of Lord stuff. You know, I'm going to ask and I'm going to receive stuff. That isn't what necessarily what God's speaking of. He's speaking of the things that we really need. Ask and you will receive. I think in prayer to say, Lord, I ask you to give me more aha moments. Keep the crisis moments away. I want more aha moments. I want to have more of those moments where I'm just, aha, I hear what you're saying. Your spirit is speaking to me. And as a result of that, I can make a decision to change. I can make a decision to move in a different direction, to make a better decision, to respond differently than I have in the past.
Hey, listen, that's another life-changing message on aha moments, much better than the oh no moments in life. It's up on our site, available at theintentionallife.com. You'll find it under I think it's under the tab Listen, I think. And by the way, all of that, everything that we do, the podcast, the radio, the events, everything is made possible by a group of people, men and women, who have just said, hey, we want to be a part of this intentional living ministry. We want to impact people for Christ. We want to see people coming to the Lord, families strengthened, marriages saved. We want to be a part of it. And I want to say thank you for doing that. You're making a difference. In fact, I shared with you yesterday, and then we're going to get back to the calls quickly, shared with you yesterday that we had some friends who were in this $50,000 need that we have for June to wrap up the month. We had a friend, some friends who have said, hey, we're going to match everything for the first $10,000. That was reached yesterday. Amen. So we doubled that, right? $20,000 toward that need. And then here's some others who are joining in saying, let's wrap up that final, you know, what is that? A final 30,000 to go, right? Jason joined us in Syracuse, New York, $52 a month. Thank you, Jason. Marta in Mesa, Arizona, $104. Erica in Albuquerque joined us with $377. Thank you, Erica. And Jennifer, she's applauding in there. I wish you could hear. You turn your mic. She's applauding everyone. This is great. David in Stillwell, Kansas, joined us at $31 a month.
Woo!
There you go. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah.
She really gets excited, and she appreciates you all, as we all do. Thank you for your support, for standing with us here at Intentional Living. So that leaves us just a right at the $30,000 mark to go between now and the end of the month, which is another week and a half or so, a couple weeks. To be fully funded, to have the needs met for June. And join us with this critical fiscal year-end fundraising need. Join the mission. Your best gift right now is going to be huge. Yesterday, we had two people who called and said, hey, count me in for $1,000. Kim in Lansing and Margie in Oakland, California. Thank you both. Thank you for being that's huge. You got us to get the match met and moving on. It's getting us to where we need to go, and you're a part of it. Call 888-888-1717, press number 2, say, Dr. Randy, I'm with you, and the staff would love to talk to you. 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. All right, back to the calls. Parents, sharing with parents, Emily in Michigan. Thank you for your call. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Good. What wisdom or what lessons you want to pass along to parents?
My one thing is just try not to lose your temper so easily. And then if and when you do, make sure you go back and apologize to your child. They're humans too.
That's right. And, you know, by taking responsibility when you do that, it'll help on the front end, because you're thinking, if I blow it up now, I'm going to have to apologize later. And I don't think that's the best thing to do. I'd rather just deal with it in a healthy way.
Correct. Right.
Yeah. And how old are your kids?
I have a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, and an 11-year-old girl. So
yeah, well, you're right in the middle of it. Did you grow up in a home where there was anger or loudness in parenting?
There was. I came from a childhood home of addiction, and then I bounced around to a couple houses, and yes, there was a lot of yelling, lot of yelling.
You know, Emily?
Neighbors said they could hear it from across the street, so, yeah.
And you're breaking the cycle. You're going to break the cycle.
I'm certainly trying with all of God's grace, because I definitely have messed up quite a few times, and, you know, every time I go back and apologize, you know, it's just...
Well, you're taking responsibility. You're holding yourself accountable. You can do this, Emily, with God's help, because you've made the decision. Now you just got to put the strategy together. What one thing can I do when I know I'm going to blow up that'll be healthier? And then do that thing every time. I don't know if it's a walk around the block, count to 10, jump up and down, go in the basement, read a book, go to the bathroom. I don't know. But figure out what one thing that works for you when you know you're getting close to that line that's going to be healthier for you. Let me give you a verse. It comes from Ecclesiastes. It's not a parenting verse, by the way, but it certainly should be. It could be. Use the quiet words of the wise are more to be heeded than the shouts of a ruler of fools. The quiet words of the wise are to be heeded more than the shouts of a ruler of fools. In other words, quietness is a powerful thing in parenting. Not volume isn't, well, it's powerful for the moment, but quietness has a unique quality all of its own, doesn't it? Very powerful. All right. Thank you, Emily. Appreciate you sharing your life with us. April in Michigan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's your advice for parents today?
Pick your battles.
Indeed. Do you find you pick too many or too few?
I hope that I'm pulling the line. I'm hopeful for that.
Yeah.
No, sometimes it's hard because you get upset and you want to tell them, you know, or you're just upset and you want to let them know, but it's not always relevant to them.
Yeah, boy, I think all of us as parents struggle with that one. I know I have. Jennifer, did you struggle with that? Picking too many battles?
Yes.
Or is that one of the things you struggled with?
Yes. And I always had the mentality growing up that being a parent,
April?
I'm supposed to be always right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, April, this is a lot of wisdom, because I think in parenting, it's easy for us to pick battles that later we look back and say, this was, you know, why am I getting into this when it's no big deal? Always asking the question, is this going to matter a year from now, 6 months from now, or even tomorrow?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I do. Is it going to matter down the road? Because if it's not, it's not worth it.
Yeah. Good advice. Thank you, April. It wasn't I picked battles so much as I just jumped in and tried to control everything. I don't know about you. I'm a parent, and so I know better, and I can fix this problem, and I can jump in and solve this. And if I have any regrets, that's probably the big one, is I would have been better to take the advice of, I think, Doris earlier on, don't try to fix everything, because I'm a fixer by nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's easy to jump in too quickly, isn't it?
I think I definitely tried to do that, especially when my daughter was younger. I didn't let her, you know, it was hard for me to even let her fall and play at the playground. So I think... I was more of that helicopter parent for quite a while. And then finally a light bulb went off. And you know, I started doing things a little bit different. So I even had it down to, you know, I had her outfits picked out, and that's what she was going to wear, instead of letting her choose. And then, with a bit of counseling on parenting, cause I figured one day, you know, I think I'm doing something wrong here. So I went and got some help, and I learned parents are people too. You know, your kids don't come with an instruction manual, and you're not always right. So I learned how to say, I'm sorry, and let my daughter know that, hey, I did this wrong. I'm sorry that I did that. I should have done this instead. Another thing, when she was a little younger, I would set out 3 different outfits and I let her pick. And if she wanted to switch the pants and the shirts and the socks, I didn't care, because it doesn't really matter at the end of the day.
Oh, you got my heart on that one. Our grandson will wear 1 black sock and 1 blue sock, and
yeah,
he didn't care.
And then, you know, accidents happen. Kids spill stuff.
Oh, they
get messy. It's just
right.
A way of life.
Amen to that. Let's take a break. Absorb this. Come back. We got more calls. You can join us. We're going to stay right here in the studio and record for a show that will air next week. And so if you got some wisdom you want to pass along, you've learned about parenting, give us a call. 888-1717.
Have you ever had an aha moment when you realized you needed to make a change or do something different in your life?
We don't have very many aha moments. We're so busy doing what we're doing, working on what we're working on, speaking for myself, that those aha moments just kind of come and go.
In Dr. Randy's message, How to Have More Aha Moments, he'll explore 10 ways you can have more of these moments and stay away from crisis moments in our lives. This month, we have an incredible opportunity, as some friends of the ministry will match your gift dollar for dollar up to $10,000 to help reach the critical fiscal year-end funding need. To receive unlimited access to Dr. Randy's teachings and send in your matching gift, call 888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
All right. Thank you, Kurt, for that powerful reminder of something that just occurred. In fact, overnight last night yesterday, we were able to hit that match. That $10,000 match was met. But that leaves us just about $30,000 to go, as I mentioned earlier, to hit the need for the month. And so the gifts are continuing to come in. You're a part of the ministry. They pop up on the board here. I get to say thanks. And so as you call, let me know. I'd love to read your report, say thank you for your gifts. Your most generous gift right now is so critical. As you call 888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com. All right, Judith in Kansas, how you doing today? Hello, Judith, are you there? All right, let me go to Tessa. Hi, Tessa, how are you? All right. I'm having issues there. Let's go to Stacy in Colorado. Hi, Stacy. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What have you learned and you want to pass along to other parents?
Well, the biggest lesson for me as a parent was may not be something that everybody needs to know, because it kind of seems like common sense, but it's to trust yourself. There's so many influences out there as a parent, and it's easy to doubt yourself.
Yeah.
And then that could kind of be the root to me of a lot of other mistakes. And
like what did you doubt yourself on?
Well, if I was doing something and things got frustrating and it wasn't getting a result or whatever, it's easy to look sideways or look at other people and see how things seem to be going for them. And then I would be unsure of myself, and it just would create kind of a negativity, a frustration or whatever. And I wish I would have learned sooner to when things weren't going well, or as I, you know, most things aren't an emergency. So I needed to step back and basically put it in God's hands for a minute. And so I could, you know where you're coming mm-hmm. from as a parent. You love your kid. And, mm-hmm. but it's easy to compare yourself to other people or think that you're not doing it in the right way or whatever.
Yeah,
not everybody needs that, but
no, I think a lot of people need that. You're speaking for a lot of people, Stacy, who feel that they look at others. Hey, listen, today with social networking and all the stuff on TikTok and the things you see in the media, it's easy to start to think that everybody's got their act together. They've already figured it all out. You know, some of these so-called influencers come on and try to influence you on stuff. They don't know what they're doing or what they're talking about. And that's why I like a show today. It's not about me. Hey, here's 5 things you need to do. You guys are in the trenches. You guys are ladies as well, facing this every day. And the question is, what's working for you? All right, let me get to Scott in Michigan. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Terrific. Thank you.
What do you want to share about parenting? What have you learned?
Well, I just recently became a grandfather, so I got a little bit of experience. Many years ago, when me and my brothers and sisters were starting our family, my brother looked at me and said, "Our job is to be their father, not their friend. Mm-hmm. And if we do our job right, later in life, we can be their friend."
That's right. Did that work out for you now that you're a grandpa?
Oh, yeah. I have three wonderful children. Two of them are in their 30s. The other one's in their late 20s. Two sons and then a daughter and a granddaughter. Mm. And they all do well. Unfortunately, they're scientists, so they wandered away from the church a little bit. But they believe, but their belief is, you know, they're young.
Yeah.
Right? I walked away when I was a young man, but I came back.
Well, I'm sure you're praying for them every day, every day in their life. And it's a great reminder, Scott, that on the earth, you're the dad. That's your title, your father, your mother. Not the neighbors, not somebody else. And knowing our role, and you get a lot of wisdom from your own brothers saying, hey, be their dad someday later. Well, you'll be a friend too, but later on, the friendship will grow. It's a process. They're going to have friends in their life, but they always need a dad that can be there and love them and hold them accountable when needed. Okay, very good. Thank you. Listen, I'll tell you what, we're wrapping up the show here. I got about a minute and a half to go. No, I got about 15 seconds to go. And this has been good. You all have shared a lot of good advice, really practical stuff. So much so that we're going to just stay here and record your calls still coming in. And we're going to lay them down for next week. And you'll be able to hear them next Friday. When you call now, 888-888-1717, and really answer the question, what one thing have you learned about parenting you want to pass along to the next generation? The older teaching the younger. And you may not even be that old. Okay? 888-888-1717. A big thank you to our support team, those of you praying for us and standing with us. We need your help in a huge way in these next several days. Maybe a 13th month gift if you're a regular monthly giver. If you could do that, that'd be huge. Share a single gift. Maybe this is a year end for you. It's a year end for us for the fiscal year. Your gift is needed. We have just about $30,000 left to meet the need. Okay? TheIntentionalLife.com. I'm Dr. Randy. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.